And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So, did see a movie. Just a little side note about seeing the movie. It was at the Maison de Cinema in their room 12, which is the huge. It is just impossibly big. And my husband and I and one other person were the only people in the movie theater, not in the movie house, but in that particular theater last night. So anyway, it is the movie that we saw is called The Hail Mary Project. And it stars Ryan Gosling, who probably most of you know. There are two Ryans that come from Canada and have made huge names for themselves and probably piles of money. One is Ryan Gosling, who's the star of this movie, and the other is Ryan Reynolds, who's the star of many other movies. So I happen to be a big Ryan Gosling fan. I was particularly invested in him when he played in La La Land, which goes back a few years now. And he's done much since then and quite a bit before then. And in this movie, I thought, oh, yay, another Ryan Gosling movie. And there's been a lot of publicity concerning this movie. It is science fiction concerning the character of Ryan Gosling, whose name is in the movie, whose name is Ryland Grace, Bobby. And he is not quite the only person in the movie, but almost the only person in the movie. There's a young woman who plays a government scientist, and she appears periodically, and he seems kind of interested in her, but that goes nowhere, ultimately. And I have to admit, and I hate to say this about a Ryan Gosling movie, but I did not enjoy this movie. I thought this is, A, too long. It's a full 2.5 hours long. And it has mostly Ryan Gosling. There are a few other characters, but not many, and they don't have a whole lot to do. They're in mostly crowd scenes. But the story, it concerns an impending disaster. There is something that is gobbling away at planets, and in particular our sun, and it will take a few years, but eventually the sun will, if not disappear, then dwindle to just a shadow of its former self. And for reasons that were unclear to me, they selected this Ryland Grace Ryan Gosling character, who's a school teacher, looks like a maybe middle school teacher, in fact, to help them out here. And he finds he's very, very, very smart, but he's also kind of like not someone who thinks a whole lot of himself. He has no family to speak of. And ultimately, they convince him that he should be working on Project Hail Mary, meant to save the planet, first of all the sun, and then our planet plus the whole solar system. And he agrees, but not much. And there's some more scenes where he's reluctant and says, well, I think I'd rather really not do this, and ultimately does. And there's a number of flashbacks that show how this all came about. But the beginning of the movie is what I thought was really quite well done, where he wakes up, you know, fully bearded and really long hair, and he's on a spaceship, clueless. It's like, where am I? What am I doing here? And he's been on the spaceship for a long time. There were two other crew members initially with him, who he really didn't know very well, but there they were, except there they were, but dead. And he's been sent off into space. This is just really so far beyond anything even remotely believable. Sent off into space to use his newfound expertise in something called astrophages to save the planet and save other planets as well. But it gets just ridiculously cute. And Ryan Gosling himself, frankly, is ridiculously cute, but it's charming and ordinarily kind of fun to watch. But here he has one co-star, and the co-star is this sort of rock-like, spider-like creature who he names Rocky. And they are together on and around the spaceship. I think there is just a ton of money plowed into the settings, and not ultimately, I think, a whole lot into the story, because it was just like, oh, this is kind of Disney-esque. It's so adorable, the Ryan Gosling character has kind of no choice but to interact a lot with this spider rock creature. And they do this for quite a long time, and they work together and they get hurt together. And it's like, you know, I like science fiction. I have no problem with science fiction, but I had a problem with this movie. First of all, I had a problem sitting for 2.5 hours, although the theater, of course, is comfortable. But it's just like, you know, they probably could have done better, and they could have had some of the scenes that are perfectly ridiculous done in a more professional way. So I just, at the end, I was saying, this is like a meet cute movie, which ordinarily Ryan Gosling would be wonderful in. And he is, in fact, wonderful in this. It's just, why is there a meet cute movie in space? So my ultimate decision about the movie was, you don't have a little trouble recommending this to people, unless A, they're huge Ryan Gosling fans, or they really like these very glitzy, showy, crazy imagination science fiction films. There was a movie some years ago called The Martian, and about an astronaut who was stuck on Mars for, I think it was ultimately years, and it was just, I thought, that's the kind of movie this maybe could have been. Like, it would have been a little bit closer to reality. No, not that they were trying to be realistic about this, but there were some things that the science, frankly, to me, was incomprehensible. And the cutesy bits were overwhelmingly cutesy. So I said, no, I think I'm going to have a tough time recommending this movie, but I certainly will not say don't go see it if you meet those criteria of really liking science fiction and really liking Ryan Gosling. So that would be my recommendation for this particular movie. And once again, the movie is called The Hail Mary Project, because Hail Mary, it's a last ditch effort to save the planet. So that would be how I feel about the movie. And I'm a little sorry that I felt that way, because I would have liked to like it a whole lot more. Anyway, so there are a few movies coming down the pike. Nothing that excites me a whole lot, but there's always, you know, there's 12 theaters here, so there's always something playing. And if you don't wait beyond maybe a week or two to go and see a movie, you'll catch it in English. If you wait too long, you won't catch it in English, even though it's an English movie and has been playing in English, because it's just okay, now we're going to have exclusively French screenings, and those are more than a little annoying if you are hoping to catch an English version of what is usually an English movie. Anyway, so that's how I feel about this movie, and I'm sorry that I don't have, you know, better things to say about it. The critics and the audiences that get polled by the Rotten Tomatoes folks liked it. Everybody, you know, it was like 90 plus for both critics, critical approval, and 90 plus for audience approval. And I thought, okay, well, once in a while, I just don't agree with any of those folks. And this is one of those times. So I think that's all I have to say for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week. Talk next week.
Yep.